KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have cloudy skies, 40 degrees, and a winter weather advisory will be in effect for Cass and some of our area counties from noon until midnight. Otherwise, we look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies with a chance for light rain, snow, or flurries. Temperatures, as they have been doing, are falling into the 20s today and expected to remain in the 20s, with winds northwest at 10 to 25 miles per hour, gusting up to 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate and Atlantic. Call 243-4100. There is a blizzard warning in effect from noon today until midnight for Carroll and Crawford counties. A winter storm warning in effect until 9 p.m. for Harrison, Shelby, and Pottawatomie counties. Winter weather advisory in effect for Guthrie, Audubon, Cass, and counties until midnight, from noon today until midnight. And wind advisories in effect for several counties until late this evening. That includes Madison, Montgomery, Fremont, Page, Adams, Adair, Union, Taylor, Ringgold, and Dallas counties. In the news, state health officials say COVID-19 vaccinations will begin Monday, December 28th, for residents and staff of Iowa's long-term care facilities, despite a 20% reduction in the amount of vaccine in Iowa's allotment. Kelly Garcia, interim director of the Iowa Department of Public Health, said the newly approved Moderna vaccine can be distributed in smaller batches, so it's likely to be more widely used in rural Iowa.
However, to be clear, we're still in the early stages where our efforts are focused solely on healthcare workers and long-term care settings.
As of Monday night, officials had reported 8,400 Iowa healthcare workers vaccinated with Pfizer's vaccine. Iowa is among 24 states getting fewer doses than originally announced to both Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Governor Reynolds says starting next week, Iowa vaccination teams have been given permission to vaccinate assisted living residents if they're living on the same campus as a nursing home.
And now with the flexibility, because of the reallocation and the number of doses that we were supposed to receive, they have provided some flexibility. They'll be able to do it with one trip instead of going back at another date. So I think actually it'll streamline the process.
Garcia says the federal government has waived the requirement that Iowa have at least half the doses needed delivered before starting vaccinations at long-term care facilities.
This flexibility is why we've been able to keep on schedule with our launch of the program, even though our initial allocations have adjusted.
Vaccination teams employed by Walgreens, CVS, and Community Pharmacy will be giving the shots at long-term care and assisted living facilities. Well, plans by the Audubon School Board to award bids for building projects were shot down, so to speak, according to Superintendent Eric Traeger, by significantly higher than anticipated quotes. Bid day for the renovation project was last Friday. Traeger told us yesterday they're trying to figure out now how to get the project back to what they originally estimated it to be.
You know, we're still committed to doing the project and doing it right. We're also committed to not going back to the taxpayers and asking for any more money to do that. So we've got a little more work to do.
Traeger said the bid market right now is all over the board. The reason, he says, varies, but there's no doubt the year of COVID has something to do with it.
I mean, we did not have very many bidders, and that's the first question we need to get answered is why didn't we have more people come bid the project, and what do we need to do to, you know, make that happen? Do we need to change the design or the timelines, or what's that look like? The other issue is, you know, with COVID, a lot of what we're hearing is a lot of contractors have laid off, you know, a big chunk of the workforce, and, you know, before they bring those people back on, they want to make sure they have enough work for them. So it's 2020.
He said they're trying to work with the low bidders to figure out where they can maintain efficiency at the same time not compromising any quality. Work on the restroom asbestos abatement project, he said, was postponed until the board knows where they stand on the other projects. Bids for the asbestos project came in last Wednesday. In other business, the Audubon School Board on Monday approved two new hires.
We hired Brittany Williams for junior high girls basketball, so she's on board for that, and then we hired an associate as well.
In addition to the long discussion with regard to bids, as previously mentioned, the board talked about their return to learn plan for the second semester.
Our plan is second semester to go back to a five-day week, a normal schedule, so Wednesdays we'll be back in session with kids with our normal 2:15 dismissal, and we're hopeful that we're able to maintain that through second semester. So our first Wednesday back will be January 20th, I believe.
And the Griswold School Board met Monday evening. Superintendent Dave Hendricks said the board accepted the resignation of Chase Wallace as middle school boys track coach and approved the hiring of Matt Sponagle to fill that position. The board also received an update on the status of COVID-19 in the district. Hendricks said they had discussed the current positivity rate in Cass County, which as of Monday was 14.9%.
So as of late, they've decreased significantly, so we feel good about that. We updated our numbers in terms of the numbers of students and staff that have tested positive since the start of school year. We are presently at 3 elementary students, 9 middle school, high school students, and 10 staff members, all except for one middle school, high school student, and one staff member have recovered.
Hendrick said the board over the past few months has been discussing having their remote learners return to school unless they have a medical exemption.
We're going to keep tabs on progress, so to speak, through Christmas. And if numbers continue where they are in a positive way, the board will pass a resolution that will require all remote learners to come back February 1st, unless they have medical exemption. But again, that's not a done deal. That's just kind of the track we're on right now with the positive numbers being what they are.
In other business, business manager Dan Rold presented the Griswold Board with information pertaining to the closing of the fiscal year 2020 financial books.
Last year, our fiscal year 19, our unspent authority was, in round terms, $1.1 million. And 1.4, so that's certainly a nice increase. And then our solvency ratio went up from 12.48% to 20.87. So for a school our size, the range you want to be in is somewhere around that 15 to 20%. So we feel really good about that.
The report showed the district's spending authority, as you mentioned, increased from 1.1 to 1.4 million. They also had what Hendricks described as an outstanding audit report. The Griswold School Board approved the district's redeveloped special education plan. Hendricks said also there will be a special joint board meeting with the Lenox School Board on January 6th to look at continuing the shared superintendent's position. And a work session will be held that same day at 4:30 p.m. for the purpose of facilitating assessment.
We usually do a walkthrough, and they just decided that would be a good night to do that before the meeting. So just to take a look at our facilities and make a laundry list of things for improvement.
The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.